Yasmin.
Ben Esther.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa. Gedula Chimincha. Tati Serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Bat Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Tacharein Nora Ufreshayan Sintetun Na gibor dor sheyehud ha evavat shamem nun gimel dalet yud tashkin barchem tacharem rachame sitkacha dami damlem Tetre, Daddy Tav Kimmel. Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nae Adatach. Tet Kufbet, Tet Nunayan. Yachid Gea, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kedushata. Yud Gimel Lamed, Hey Zion Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmati Akatenu, Yodea, Dalmo, Shin Kufav, Tad Yud Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, Derav Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed L'alafim, Nasayawan Wafesha Bechata Vinake. Now we are going to connect to the energy of this year and the various earlier years. This year, the goat will have two verses that connect to that energy. The first that we will read is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni patzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words, tzatzkiach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we're able to permute them into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we read is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. This verse has the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Zion, concealed within it. The name of the year, the letters of the year, are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. Now we're going to read the two verses that connect to the year 5776, the year of the pause. The first of the verses that we will read is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ayulimat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol haolot vayechaskum achechem halevim ad kilot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav leitkadesh mehakohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letter of each of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka A Reka Ha. The second verse that connects to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade Ad Ki Biya Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. There are three verses that connect to the year 5775, the year that swallows death forever. The first of the three verses that we will read is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo yishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next we will read 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo yiyah Asher yitabe sham moshavtem Eli el nachom V'chalakti itchem V'chayayim yeshno Baretz v'chipasti Oto b'kol alfe Yehuda. And the third verse, also from Job, chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. There's only one verse that connects to peace in the Middle East, the energy of the year 5774. That is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasam timakom leamili Israel. Untati v'sharkan Kachta v'lo yirgaz Od v'lo yosifu V'nei avla la'anoto Ka'asher barishona. Now we will scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Sadducees. And the Sadiqim who chose to leave this day, which is Rosh Chodesh Aleph of the month of Adar, Rav Moshe of Zaloshin, Rav Menachem Mendel ben Rabbi Baruch Bendit of Shklo, Rabbi Eliyahu Chabahur Halevi, known as the Baal HaTishbi, Rabbi Shmuel Abba ben Baruch of Harednaka, Rabbi Yerucham Vishel Perla, and the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is our Zohar class, the first opportunity this week to connect to the parasha of Truma. You can find the link on the Revealed Wisdom pages, the Revealed Wisdom link, the Revealed Wisdom matrix, the first row, the right-hand column, and when you open that up, we're going to be reading, studying section 3, starting with Pasuk 14. And we're reading at verse 14, and in case I forgot to say the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we'll say it now silently. And we will say a L'shem Yichud as we start Pasuk 14. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Leakta L'shem Yudhe Bavate V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Vasok Torah Mitzvah V'ayinu Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kununei Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kununei V'yichu Li Teruma Rabbi Yehuda Patach Ma Rav Tuvcha Asher Tzapanta Li Re'echa Pa'alta Lachosim Bach Neged Bnei Adam Haikira Ha'uknuha Li'itmar Aval Raza Daha ukmuha butzina kadisha goy razin ilayim. The translation, that they bring me an offering. Rabbi Yehuda opened the discussion with the verse, how great is your goodness which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have performed for those who trust in you, in the sight of the sons of men. This passage has been explained, and we have learned it. The secret was established by the holy luminary as part of the supernal secrets. My commentary is, this answer was explained in the first section of the Zohar on Parashat Truma, and you will find it there. Pasuk 15. Targa ila dehi uraza tialma ila ikre mi targa tata tehi uraza tialma tata ikre ma itane nan al tikre ma ila me abegin. They call Dargin Ilain Mi Ashli Mutchom Hakainun. The translation. The highest level, which is the secret of the highest world, namely Bina, is called Mi. And in English, that's translated as Who. The lower level, which is the secret of the lower world, which is Malchut, is called Ma. The English word is what. We learn that it is written, what? Ma, does Hashem your Elohim require of you? Do not pronounce it as Ma, but rather as Mea, which in English translation is 100. Because all the levels are sublime in perfection, there are 50 of them, and here in Malkut, therefore, it is called 100. My commentary. Since the level of Malkut is a mirror image of Bina, therefore, there is 50 gates in Bina and 50 gates in Malkut for a total of 100. Pasuk 16. Tu ama ikre ma ela agidim shiku ila ait mesha la itkalya adishtelim hakadihu atar sofa te kol dargin sofa diam shakuta te kola. The kola, the kaima, the itgalya, the agi, the itgalya, yatir mikola, kaima li shela, ma matchamet, ma yadat, keda akilo rehitem kol temuna. Another reason why Malchut is called Ma, although the pull from above or Chachma is conducted by way of the higher levels, Bina and Zeranchin, it is not revealed until it is completed here in Malchut. This is the last place in all the levels and the end of all the continuance, and it stands revealed in the illumination of Chachma. Even though it is more revealed than all of them, one is allowed to ask what, Ma, as in what did you see and what do you know, as it is written, for you saw no manner of form. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining why Malchut is called by the name what, the name Ma. Pasuk 17. Ugin kach marav tuchadayu yisoda di alma tikre rav tu kada avirav tu levet Yisrael begin dehai bihu rav tu or kadma ikre. To satam vihaka kalilan dekar vanukva Tahada Sher Tafanta De Haid Good News Ke Gavna De Orkadma De Eat Good News Le Tamar Baalta De Haka Ihu Umanuta De Kola Umanuta De Kol Alma Umanuta Denishmatin Beruchin. The translation. There it is written, how, meaning the Hebrew is ma, how great is your goodness, where ma is malchut. How great is your goodness is the foundation of the world, namely yisod of Zeranpin, which is called great goodness, as written, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel. This is because the first light that is included in yisod is merely called good. Male and female are included here. Since the female, who is also called ma, since chachma is revealed in her, is also included here. As it is written, how great is your goodness? It is therefore written great because it points towards the illumination of Hakma, which you have laid up. This light is concealed just as the first light was hidden and kept for the righteous. You have performed because here in Malchut that is called Ma, because of the inclusion of Bina within it, is the craftsmanship of everything, the craftsmanship of the whole world, and the craftsmanship of the souls and spirits. My commentary. Bina metaphorically gives birth to Zeranpin, and then the sleeping Zeranpin allows the light of Malchut to pass through him to Malchut. This is the meaning of concealing the light of wisdom in Yesod, Malchut of Zeranpin. This is my opinion of what is being said in this Pasuk 17. Pasuk 18. Feraza David Kutshabarichu Umanuta Tikol Alma Viraza Dabereshit Bara Elohim Et Hashamayim Ve'et ha'aretz b'raza da'i David ma'ashkena ve'it b'nei te'iyut b'diyukna de'alma d'ilela u'diyukna de'alma tata ahahidikti v'yichuli teruma Li teruma tirein dagim Te'i nun chad demit habiran kachada. The translation. The Holy One, blessed be He, made the craftsmanship of the whole world in the secret of being, Bina, being comprised in Malchut. This is the secret of the verse. In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. The tabernacle was made and built by this means, which is the image of the world above, which is Bina, and in the image of the lower world, which is Malchut. This is what is meant by that they bring me an offering, and me and offering are two levels, Bina and Malchut, which are one when combined together. My commentary. What you need to realize from this pasuk, all the light that is revealed in Malchut is being revealed, stored, kept in Bina, so that when Malchut unifies with Bina, that light will be revealed in Malchut. This is an amazing revelation. That's the end of section 3. Does anybody have any questions? section 4. Pasuk 19. Vayikuli teruma vigomer Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Abba v'Rabbi Yosei Hawo yatrbe Yoma achad temchot ilane v'bikata Kabe yama v'ginosar Amar Rabbi Shimon, Kamaya Sila Da, Techafya Alan, Migoi Ilane, Vaanan Tsarikim, Leatra Hai Atar, Pamile Dioraita. That they bring me an offering. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yossi were sitting one day under some trees in the valley next to the Sea of Genesar, that is the Sea of Galilee. Rabbi Shimon said, "How pleasant is the shade from the trees that covers us, and we are obliged to adorn this place with the words of Torah." My commentary. Note the similarity to the words of Bilam that we say daily in the Orthodox tradition. How pleasant is it for brothers to dwell together, etc. This is an opening verse that is telling us a great secret is to be revealed. How is it possible for a human being to give the Creator an offering? Pasuk 20. Petach Rabbi Shimon, we amar apiryon, asa lo hamelech, shalomo me'atze, alvanon, haikira haukimna, le'yavitvar, aval apiryon, dahikala diltata, Dehu ke gavna, tehe kala ila'a, v'kucha barichu, karaleya ginta, de'eden dehu, nataleya lahana'ateya, v'kisuta le'lishtasha. Beya goinun nishmatin tzadikayayo tetaman kulu kaimin urshimin begaweya inun nishmatin tileyat lon gufa behai alma kulu salkin umitatran taman veit lon duktin lemecheme leitanga goinukta ila'a teifre noam Hashem vetaman itmayan mikol kisufin Maharedia parsitamotana dapya. The translation. Rabbi Shimon opened the discussion saying, King Solomon made himself a palanquin from the woods of Lebanon. We had established and learned this passage. Still, a palanquin is the lower chamber, Malchut, which is similar to the upper chamber, Bina. The Holy One, blessed be He, called it the Garden of Eden, which He plants for His pleasure. and his desire is to amuse himself in it with the souls of the righteous, for they all stand there and are recorded there. The souls that do not have a body in this world Sorry for the delay. My computer jumped around. The Holy One, blessed be He, called it the Garden of Eden, which He plants for His pleasure. And His desire is to amuse Himself in it with the souls of the righteous, for they all stand there and are recorded there. The souls that do not have a body in this world all ascend and are crowned there. They have places to see and to delight in the supernal delight that is called the pleasantness of Hashem. And there they are filled all the delights with all the delights of the river of the pure balsam tree. My commentary. Is the woods of Lebanon a pure balsam tree? The word Lebanon in Hebrew is Lamed Bet Nun Vav Nun. This word can be translated as white Vav Nun. When looking in a Hebrew English dictionary for the word Vav Nun, the word that is returned is Hina, spelled He Yud Nun He. Hina translates as is. Behold, namely. The word Lebanon can also be translated as a heart of Nun. The word Nun can be seen as related to the idea of falling spiritually. Pasuk 21. Dahe kala ila'a tamira gyaniza apiryon dahe kala diltata delet peya semach ade istamin migoy he kala ila'a uvgin kach atzamecha Ihusatim Bekol Sitro Ke Gavna Da'at Samech Satima. The translation. The balsam tree is the upper chamber, which is covered and hidden, which is Bina. The palanquin is the lower chamber, Malchut, which has no support. The Hebrew word is Samech, until it is supported from the upper chamber. Therefore, the letter Samech is closed on all sides, like a square. It is a closed letter. I'm getting some static, so I'd appreciate it if you would mute your phones by pressing star 6. Thank you. My commentary. Do you understand the metaphor being expressed here? Bina and Malchut represent the square. To visualize that in a meditation, one needs to realize that the two are one. And one has to answer, where does Zeron Pin go when that unity occurs? Pasuk 22. Ma bein hai lehai. Ela b'shata t'satim v'it kaniz b'gaweya goy nehora ila ala eila k'deni kaima v'diukna diat samech satim b'gaweya. Beit Ganiz Beha Lasal Kale Ela Ushata Dehadra Viatva Ravia Albinin Litata Lian Kalon Kideni Hi Kaima Badiukna Diat Mem Sofit Ravia Sati Malagoy Arba Sidrin Dialma. The translation. What is the difference between the balsam tree and the palanquin? When the supernal light above is hidden and concealed in it, Bina assumes it in the form of the letter Samas, in which the light is concealed. It is hidden in it in order to ascend above. When she returns and settles, she sits over her children below to nurse them. Then it dons the form of the letter final mem, which lies and is closed in all four directions of the world, which are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, and Malchut. For Chesed and Gevurah are south and north, and Tiferet and Malchut are east and west. My commentary. The letter Samach Mem Sofi spells the word drug in modern Hebrew. In the reverse order, Mem Samach has the meaning of tax and tribute. I will let each of you determine what the comment actually connects to with respect to Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Pasuk 23. Al da daihu apar samon the dahu apirion uvatar tirain atvan samech mem kaimayud piraza divrit dehu samin lenatla kola razadinun. Mea birkan shetin aviar bain. Shetin lakavel. Shit citrin venavke. Meat samech arbain. Lekavel dalid citre. Alma vekola ashlimu. Lemea viat yudiru. Ashlim l'raza d'meya Kegavna d'ilela V'yada apar samon V'da piryon. Hence, one is a balsam tree and the other a palanquin, because a palanquin, the Hebrew word is apirion, which is malchut, is perfected similar to the balsam tree. The Hebrew word is aparsimon, which is bina, and they have the same form instead of the two letters, samach and final mem, that are in afarsimon. There is a yud in apirion, in the secret of the covenant, and it will eventually receive all from the samach, which equals 60, and the final mem, which equals 40. Which is the secret of 100 blessings. Samach and final mem are 60 and 40, with 60 corresponding to the six corners that emerge from the samach and 40 corresponding to the four directions of the world. The letter yud of apirion also completes the secret of 100, that is, yud equals 10 sephirot, each composed of 10. Like the supernal samach and final mem in aparsimon, which is bina. Therefore, one is aparsimon and the other an apirion, and their forms are equal. My commentary. Do you think that the samach can be substituted for the mem, or vice versa? The verse is clear as it is written with Rabbi Ashlag's commentary. Pasuk 24. Inu nachare nafkin me'apar samon daven ishmatin hilain delet lon gufa bahai alma Yan kin mehahu nehiru denafik meinun nahare apar simona dakya umitan gay beinuga daila ganishmatin deit lon gufa Bahai alma salkin, viyankin mehahu nehiru diapiryon da, venachtin viyilen, yahave venadle, yahave recha, meinun obdin dekashran, Temishtadle behu behai alma venatle mehahu recha deishta arbeya beginta kadaa kireach sader asher beracho Hashem Reha v'deishta ar be'ya v'behahu Chachla v'kuhu Kaime behahiyo Gintai lein mitange Leila v'ilein mitange letata The translation. They are the rivers that emerge from that balsam and the supernal souls that do not have a body in this world, nursed from the light that emerges from the pure balsam and delight in the supernal delight. The souls that have a body in this world ascend and nurse from this palanquin and descend. These give and take, giving the fragrance from those good deeds in which they endeavored in this world, and taking from that fragrance that remained in the Garden of Eden. And it is written like the smell of a field which Hashem has blessed, meaning the fragrance that remained in that field. They all stand in that garden, those that do not have a body in this world, delight above in the balsam which is Bina in the garden. And those that have a body in this world delight below in the palanquin, which is Malchut, in the garden. My commentary is with Rabbi Ashlag's commentary. Everything in this pasuk becomes clear. Pasuk 25. Asa lo hamelech Shlomo, asa lo legar mea. Vite maha nishmatin tzadikaya mishtasham beyaviat amarta asalo hakihu vadai begin dehaya piryon bekolinun nishmatin tzadikaya kulu Kasha behu kutsha berichu Amelech Shlomo malkadish lama Pileya vidayu malkaila Amelech sitam da malka Mashicha dalma, did kura vidalma, penut pa me ate, Hal vanon inun ilanim netiyan diyakar lon kuchabrihu pishati lon beyatar acharabi lane igrun arze levanon kada arza arze Levanon asher nata v'la'it b'nei ha'apiryon v'la'ish tachlal yela behu. The translation. King Solomon made himself for his own benefit. He questions, the souls of the pious delight with it, yet you say made himself. He answers, it is certainly so, because this palanquin and these souls of the righteous all exist so that the Holy One, blessed be He, can amuse Himself with them. So we see that He made it for Himself. King Solomon, the Hebrew word is Shlomo, is the king that the peace, Shalom, is his, namely the supernal king, Zerantin. The king without attributes refers to the Messiah, which is Malchut. The one is the male world and the other the female world. From the woods of Lebanon, these are the trees and plants that the Holy One, blessed be He, uprooted and planted in a different place. They are the seven sephirot of male and female that were in the Malchut with the quality of judgment, which He uprooted and repasted into Bina, in the secret of Malchut, of the quality of mercy. These are called the cedars of Lebanon, as it is written, the cedars of Lebanon that He planted. This palanquin was built and completed with them alone. My commentary. This verse is explaining code words, and Rabbi Ashlag's commentary is explaining an aspect of the creation process of the worlds created prior to the world of Tikkun, which is our world. This is my opinion. That's the end of section four. Does anybody have any questions?
Yeah, I have a question, Hanok.
Go ahead, Jasmine.
It's simple. Why do you have chosen to go to section three instead of going to one or maybe two or ten?
Because section one and two was done in earlier years. In every five, I basically continue where we left off from the year before. So next year I would. On Thursday, I would start with Section 5. And I think you'll find that pattern complete. I don't always have the recordings on the website yet because I just don't have the time to put them there.
Okay. And this parasha is a whole book.
No, well, I'm not sure because I don't read the book, but I remember from when I held it, the parasha of Vayakhel and Pekudei. The parasha of Pekudei was a whole book, and these parashas are similar, if not exactly the same, because basically, one was the vaccine before the disease, and the others are the vaccine after the disease, or the cure after the disease.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm reading from the book, so that's what I'm saying, that is that big one.
Which book are you reading from?
From the Zohar that I bought at the...
From where?
At bought it. I bought the whole Zohar from the Kabbalah Center.
Okay. And they may have different editions, and they may have redirected it. So if you're telling me that it's a one whole book, I would believe you. There's a lot of material in this particular parasha. It's describing it's essentially a microcosm of the creation.
Wow. Well, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of information here.
Yes, amen. That's correct. Any other questions? Tomorrow's class at 10:30. That's Gulf Coast time. We will be continuing our preparation for the holiday of Purim and the related holidays. And at 7:00, we have our Rosh Chodesh connection. I bid you all a good week, Shavua Tov, and Shalom to all.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov, Shalom.
Shavua Tov, Shalom. Shavua Tov.